First Night is an institution in many communities. It's a family-oriented festival of the arts founded in 1975 in Boston that brings professional and amateur performers together, capped in many places by midnight fireworks. Burlington, Vermont was the fourth city to host a First Night. In its 32nd year, the 12 hours of festivities include a parade, two fireworks displays on the waterfront, and performers that include Rick Palieri with a Pete Seeger tribute, the Vermont Youth Orchestra, Ray Vega, Lyric Theater Company, John Gailmore, and Circus Smirkus. Board member Becky Cassidy credits several factors for the festival's long-term success.
We have a very committed and devoted audience, and the reason that we do have that audience is that we have amazing talent with our artists, some of which repeats year after year, and much of which is new each year also. And then core to what we do is the fact that we have sponsors who have been with us since the beginning and who continue to understand that to bring the arts to the community, you have to have the dollars to do that.
First Night Saratoga began in 1997, and Saratoga Arts began coordinating the event beginning in 2011. More than 10,000 people annually come to the festivities, which kick off at 5:30 with a race, according to First Night coordinator Alex Jones.
We start the evening off with our 5K race, and that's at Skidmore College. And then at the end of the night, there's fireworks in Congress Park. Those are sort of hallmark items. And then in between, we have 70 different performers and 30 venues all around downtown in Saratoga Springs. One of our headliners, the Tartan Terrors, is coming from Ontario. And then we have a couple of bands like Jack Grace and Miss Tess and the Talkbacks, and they're coming from the Brooklyn area in New York City. But then you've got local people who maybe travel the world but also have roots here and, you know, want to play for their fans close to home.
In the heart of the Adirondacks, Saranac Lake's First Night offers talent including singer Roy Hurd, the Adirondack Shakespeare Company, and Mohawk storyteller Kay Olan. Sue Patterson co-chairs the event.
It's a little unique in that we're very small by First Night standards, but it's very personal and it's very down home.
But like most First Nights, Patterson says the village does end the evening with fireworks.
Fireworks are right down on Lake Flower, and we do a ball drop, which is actually a snowflake. Our fire department brings the big boom truck, and they are in charge of the snowflake drop. And we have a countdown, and as soon as that snowflake is down, the fireworks start, and it's right over the lake at midnight.
While First Nights often draw the crowds and publicity, there are a number of community events on New Year's Eve. The Vermont Department of Tourism suggested 15 events to celebrate the start of 2015, including the Manchester Music Festival, snowshoeing up Mount Philo, ice skating in Linden Center, and horse-drawn sleigh rides at Shelburne Farms. Tourism spokesman Laura Peterson says she was looking for a variety and events that represent communities across the state.
There are so many different villages and towns within Vermont with their own personalities. We're a huge outdoor state, so that can be dog sledding, ice skating, sleigh rides, cross-country skiing, or fat biking, which is becoming very popular. Community newspapers are always a great place to look, but all 15 of these ideas are listed at VermontVacation.com, which is the website for Vermont Department of Tourism and Marketing.
There's more information at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.